The location was Cowell's house, the MSU president's home. The first floor living room, dining room, and arboretum-like back parlor were packed with hundreds of arts faculty and staff and other members of the MSU community wishing Selma Hollander a happy century mark. Late last week, WKAR's Brooke Allen had a chance to speak with Hollander by phone.
People say to me, what's your recipe for getting to be 100 or whatever, you know what I mean, reaching longevity and all that stuff. One of the things is being happy. I have a purpose in my life to do something worthwhile.
Selma told Brooke that one of the keys to her success over the years has simply been hard work.
You know, people can do anything they want to do, and that's the truth. If you have a mind, if you're lucky enough, you know what I mean, if your mind is still working. But if you have things, you just have to work at it and be persistent. And, well, anyway, that's what my husband would say. You're so persistent, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Not only persistence and hard work is key to success, according to Selma, there also must be a willingness to get knocked down once in a while and get back up again.
Once I make a commitment, I try to keep it.
And that's important because a lot of people don't do that these days.
No, they don't. They walk away. They absolutely walk away. They're afraid of failure, and that is nonsense. I figured I fall on my face, so be it. In 2 weeks, they'll forget all about me and the commencement speech. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And that's it.
Right.
But well, if you pass up an opportunity, it's never going to come back.
MSU College of Music Dean James Forger emceed the affair of tributes and performances honoring Selma Hollander.
The first tribute will be, the first section is from our wonderful colleagues in the Department of Theater, and then we have three brief performances from colleagues in the College of Music.
Also on hand Sunday afternoon was MSU President Luanna Simon via video message. She recalled her and husband Roy's relationship with Selma and Stanley.
We had early on in our career to meet Stanley and you at Owen Graduate Center to have a quick meal before a Wharton Center performance. We learned so much from you. You are indeed a very, very special Spartan.
Finally, the woman who's given so much to MSU had her chance at the microphone.
And, well, I started to say that I think I put in more time on this campus, and it's the truth. Because we came here in 58, I went back to school like 60, something like that. As soon as we got here, we were waiting.
Selma recalled how immersed she was for most of her adult life at Michigan State University.
I think I've spent more time on this campus, certainly as much or more, than any student.
Well, Selma Hollander's June birthday celebration will continue into the month. As she's an artist in her own right, she'll exhibit her collection of screen prints for a 3-day engagement, June 29th to July 2nd. For WKAR, this is Peter Wolf.